You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Welcome to the Dressage Today podcast's Training Buzz. These short podcasts bring you the best tips straight from our subscription video site, Equestrian Plus. To get full access to over 5,000 videos, go to equestrianplus.com and enter DT Podcast to get 15% off your first month's subscription. Now listen in on this week's buzz and enjoy the ride. This episode is sponsored by Purina. Level up your horse's performance this season with choices from Purina Animal Nutrition. From Purina Ultium Competition Formula to Purina Impact Pro Performance and everything in between, Purina has the right option for your horse, including supplements like Purina Supersport Amino Acid Supplement, Purina Amplify High Fat Supplement, and Purina Outlast Gastric Support Supplement. There are many choices for optimal nutrition when you choose Purina, all backed by science. Level up your performance this season and put Purina's research to the test. Ask for Purina at your local feed retailer today. Today's Training Buzz features USDF Gold, Silver, and Bronze medalist Laura Ashley Killian. She goes over mounted rider stretches that she does at the beginning of her ride that focus on loosening the hip, seat, and leg. If you are on an appropriate horse, you can do them while your horse relaxes in the free walk. Try listening to her before you get on, or even while you're walking on your horse at the beginning of your ride.
As I let my horses walk around on a loose rein and start to warm up their body, when I'm on a safe enough horse, I do the same for myself. As a rider, it's important that we are loose and flexible through our body, and it makes it easier for us to swing and move with our horse's back. So I specifically focus on my hips in the warm-up, and I'll drop my stirrups and do some releases to get them both warm and a little bit fatigued so that my leg hangs just a bit more naturally. So I start with just gentle knee raises, and I'm alternating left side and right side. And when I do these, I am focusing on keeping my core upright, making sure that I'm not leaning back to throw my leg up, and keeping my position, staying tall, using my core to engage, and just gently lifting. As I bring my leg up, I should feel that my seat bone is dropping down and plugging into the saddle, and that brings a level of awareness to its position so that as I bring that leg up, I'm aware of where that seat bone is and coming into the contact so that then later on in my ride, if I want to use those hips to help shift the horse, I'm aware of its engagement, able to draw into that sensation from earlier. And I'm not trying to get them super high, just lifting up gently towards my knuckles and back down. Then the next one that I do is lateral raises with my hips. I'm trying to take my leg away from the saddle, from in deep in my hip in the front here. And then I'm expanding it out to the side, trying to create a gap between the knee roll and my thigh with the saddle. Lift, hold. I'm going to feel a squeeze back here through my glutes. Everything is contracting to keep it out there, and then let it settle down, letting my ankles relax, and then doing it again. Both legs lift up simultaneously. Hold, 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 pinching, squeezing, and relax. And then the last thing I do to warm up my hips before I start working with my horse for the day is I swing my legs. Left leg forward, right leg back, alternating to get my hips to relax with the motion of his walk. So I just kind of let his walk take my legs in timing and let them relax and move through. And I'm focusing on the backwards portion of the swing, getting my thigh to go almost perpendicular to the ground so that I'm expanding, stretching back. Come on, buddy, keep walking. And letting him just kind of take my body. It's not flicking my foot up over their butt. It's just letting a little bit of motion so that I'm able to take that leg more under me, stretching out the front of my hips so that I have a longer, better alignment. This helps me to not end up in a chair seat throughout my ride. Let everything be better in the alignment from my shoulder down through my hip to my heel. And I am feeling that back through here as well. And it'll also start to stretch through the front of my quads. And I'm good to pick up my stirrups. And I'll start to focus in on the quality of his walk.
We hope you enjoyed this bonus podcast. Remember, go to equestrianplus.com to subscribe to our online catalog and enter DT Podcast to get 15% off your first month. Thanks for listening.